This is Speaking of Writers on Capital Region Sunday. I'm Steve Richards. All summer long, we are featuring some of the authors from the Baseball Hall of Fame's Museum's Author Series program this summer. The timeless stories of the national pastime are told every day in Cooperstown, but during the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum Summer Author Series programs, individual tales of the game's fascinating past come to life through the writers who have chronicled that history. The Hall of Fame is hosting 14 Author Series events throughout the summer, bringing noted baseball authors to Cooperstown for special lectures and book signings. The programs are held in the museum's Bullpen Theater at 1 o'clock and are included with museum admission. Coming up, it is on July 19th, Davy Johnson, My Wild Ride in Baseball and Beyond by Davy Johnson and Eric Sherman. Prolific author Eric Sherman examines the career of Davy Johnson, one-time star with the Baltimore Orioles, who gained even more fame as the manager of several teams, including the Orioles, the New York Mets, and the Cincinnati Reds. A true Renaissance man, Johnson, who will be attending the Author Series event, has also found success as a land investor, pilot, scratch golfer, scuba diving teacher, and mathematician, pioneering the use of sabermetrics in the big leagues. Eric Sherman is the co-author of three highly acclaimed baseball autobiographies, Out at Home with Glenn Burke, A Pirate for Life with Steve Blass, and the New York Times bestseller Mookie, Life, Baseball, and the 86 Mets with Mookie Wilson. Sherman is also the author of the bestseller Kings of Queens, Life Beyond Baseball with the 86 Mets. Happy to have Eric Sherman here on Speaking of Writers. Eric, welcome to this program.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So you're appearing in Cooperstown with Davy Johnson. That is this coming Thursday, July 19th. What led you to Davy Johnson and the idea for this book?
Well, after I wrote Kings of Queens, for which Davy wrote the foreword, you know, I never thought that I would co-author another autobiography again. I just loved writing Kings of Queens on my own. Davy did the foreword to that book, and that's really how I got involved with Davy. And when Davy approached me about doing his autobiography, the whole idea of my previous decision not to be a co-author anymore went out the window, because I've followed Davy for 40 years, and I knew how fascinating his career was, and so that was something that I was very interested in doing.
What was his background like?
Well, Davy, over the last 50 years, I don't think there's a greater ambassador to the game than him. Not only was he an all-star second baseman who went to four World Series with the Orioles and hit 43 home runs to set a second base single season record that still stands today. But, you know, he also played in Japan. He also managed in the Netherlands for the Netherlands team. He was the manager of the U.S. Olympic team, World Cup. So he's probably the greatest baseball ambassador in the game's history, which a lot of people don't realize. You know, like, they think of Davy and they think, all right, well, certainly he was a very good second baseman, and of course he was the manager of that prolific 86 Mets team, but there's a lot more to Davy that people don't realize, both inside and outside the game. He was really the one that brought sabermetrics into the game in the late 60s, well before Billy Beane and Bill James. So there's a lot more to the story than what people think.
And he had a lot of other loves outside of baseball, too.
Yeah, certainly. He was a land investor. He's made much more money in his real estate dealings in Florida than he ever did as a player, which is substantial. He's a pilot, a scuba diver. It just goes on and on. I mean, he's a true Renaissance man, like you said.
Does he still stay close to the game?
Day doesn't go by when he doesn't watch a game on TV. And I don't think you've truly watched a baseball game until you've watched one with Davy Johnson. He has insight into things that you would never even think of. And I know that you know, you're not just a fan, but you're a chronicler of the history of the game, and so am I. And you know, he'll tell you things. Well, you know, this is why this 220 hitter is in the lineup instead of the 280 hitter, and he'll tell you, yeah, it's because the 220 hitter has a bigger contract than the 280 guy, and the general manager is, you know, pushing him into the lineup, you know, stuff like that. but that's just one of many examples. And, I think he would have been an outstanding general manager. It's something that he never had an interest in doing. He always wanted to be in the dugout as a manager. But he had a tremendous influence in player personnel decisions, in turning around every team that he ever went to.
We're chatting with Eric Sherman here on Speaking of Writers. He, along with Davey Johnson, wrote the book My Wild Ride in Baseball and Beyond, and they both will be appearing at the Baseball Hall of Fame's Museum's Authors Series program on July 19th at 1 o'clock in the Bullpen Theater. As part of your research for this book, in addition to spending a lot of time with Davey, did you talk to a lot of the ex-Mets and ex-players who played for him?
Well, not really for this book, but I've written two other books that have had quite a bit to do with the 86 team. Like you said, Kings of Queens, Life Beyond Baseball with the 86 Mets, where I traveled over 40,000 miles around the country to visit face-to-face with 14 of the more riveting and key guys from that team. And Davey wrote the foreword to that. And of course, Davey would come up in conversations all the time during those interviews. And then, of course, the New York Times bestseller I did with Mookie Wilson, a lot was discussed on how he managed the team, how he really liked the platoon system that he put in place, which really fortified that, the lineup, how he kept things loose. He was a real player's manager. He treated his guys like men, you know. I mean, if they wanted to stay out till 3 o'clock in the morning, that was fine, as long as they came ready to play. And if they weren't ready to play, then he'd find them. So, he was the type of manager that I think any player, especially from that era, would just, and really any era, would just love to play for.
Eric, what surprised you the most about Davey?
Well, besides his intellect in the game, you know, the extent of it, I'm going to answer that this way. I asked him, of course, about, you know, the 86 series, and the Mookie Wilson play. You know, of course, when Mookie Wilson hit the ground ball that went through Buckner's legs to win Game 6, you know, I asked Davey, well, so what were you thinking as you saw that ball roll into right field and the Mets had just completed the greatest comeback, certainly in World Series history, if not in any baseball game? And I'm expecting him to say, well, you know, we really dodged a bullet. Now we were going to get a game 7. No, that wasn't his first thought at all. Davey's first thought was, I finally got revenge on John McNamara from something that occurred 25 years before in the minor leagues. John McNamara was a catcher and called for a purpose pitch up and in on Davey, and the ball hit Davey in the face, broke his nose, and he's very certain that McNamara called for that pitch because Davey was hitting the opposing pitchers so well. And so he carried that with him for 25 years. And so when Mookie hit that game-winning ground ball through Buckner's legs, the first thing that popped into his head was, payback.
Payback.
And he looked over at McNamara as he ran out to join the rest of the Mets in greeting Ray Knight at home plate as he crossed the plate with the winning run.
Eric Sherman, he along with Davey Johnson. The book is My Wild Ride in Baseball and Beyond, and you can see both of them at the Baseball Hall of Fame that's coming up this Thursday, July 19th at 1 o'clock in Cooperstown, the museum's Bullpen Theater, and again, it's included with the museum admission. What is next for you in your writing?
Well, I would say the next book that I have coming out is on March 1st, 2019. I co-authored a book with Art Shamsky on the 69 Mets, but we actually went out to see Tom Seaver along with Jerry Kuzman, Buddy Harrelson, and Ron Swoboda to kind of bring the 50th anniversary of the 69 World Championship to Seaver, who really can't travel anymore because of the effects of Lyme disease. So we kind of brought the celebration to him, and then so that's the angle of the book. Seaver's best friends from his team going out to see him like that, and the conversations were just priceless, as you can imagine.
Oh, sure.
And then we interviewed all the living players, executives, and some of the wives from that 69 Mets team. To really talk about the behind the scenes and the games and the special games from that year, it really will give the readers an inside track on what was going through their minds and what was happening behind the scenes. You know, it's not game summaries; it's nothing like that. It's really priceless. New content and a fresh look at that team, both from 69 and today.
All right, we'll look forward to that. That's out next March. This one is My Wild Ride in Baseball and Beyond. Eric Sherman with Davey Johnson. And again, they'll be at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown on July 19th at 1 p.m. in the museum's Bullpen Theater. Eric, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
And this is Speaking of Writers, and that is Capital Region Sunday, a production of Town Square Media Albany for this week. We're back again next week with another edition. I'm Steve Richards.